We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 1120 KMOX. Heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah. This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
Oh, it is the Monday edition of Overtime, and we're all doing a little dance to stay warm here this morning. Good morning, Charlie Brennan.
Good morning, Debbie.
And everyone.
And Scott Fauna, the Missouri Times and Clayton Times.
Good morning.
Did you believe it's snowing? You had snowflakes on your windshield this morning?
All the way in, it snowed. Spit snow the whole way.
Isn't it crazy?
I can't believe it.
I think we're all done with you, snow.
Yeah.
Spring, get on it. Come on. All right. It was, we haven't seen the overnights, at least I haven't yet. I don't know how many people watched the ABC News interview last night with George Stephanopoulos interviewing James Comey, the former FBI director. His first televised interview since being fired. He says he believes Donald Trump is morally unfit to be president, says it is possible that the Russians had material that could be used to blackmail him, and said, he took aim at Trump in no uncertain terms, comparing his administration to a mafia family, likening his presidency to a forest fire, and asserting there was evidence that he had committed a crime. Scott Fawn, just sour grapes, or did Comey come off as credible?
I have to say his resume comes off as credible, and I was just very shocked that he came off so petty. I mean, I sort of figured he would come off as credible as his resume dictated, but this is a guy that truly has like a very personal hatred for Trump, and I can see how working near Donald Trump, you could probably get worked up and get there, but I don't think he did himself any favors in these interviews.
Well, I think Paul Ryan was right. The speaker said that it's a food fight designed to sell books, and you know, to that extent, he makes a lot of sense. You attack Trump, there's going to be a lot of people who will buy your book, just like if you attack Hillary, there's a lot of people who will buy your book. But the funny thing about Comey, Debbie, he's the one guy that both Hillary and Trump can't stand. She says he cost her, Comey did, the election by announcing 11 days before that he was investigating her. And Trump, of course, has his reasons. I thought the interesting St. Louis connection that I didn't know about was that in his new book, apparently Comey quotes Reinhold Niebuhr quite a bit. He was the liberal Protestant theologian who I think was at Eden for some time. And apparently Comey did his thesis, his master's thesis, I guess, on Reinhold Niebuhr, which didn't know that.
Yeah, I do think that's interesting that both sides hate him. If both sides think that you had it in for the other guy, then maybe you're somewhere in the middle there.
Could be.
Maybe Donald Trump did his thesis on Leonard Nimoy, Dr. Spock.
Who did?
Donald Trump.
Trump, yeah.
All right. Well, from one politico to another, let's talk about Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. As embarrassing revelations about the governor's extramarital affair continue to pour out, several Republicans in the Show Me State say they expect President Trump to ask for Greitens to step down. On Friday, the White House sent a strong sign it was aware of a recent letter by three Republican state senators in Missouri for the president to request Greitens' resignation. Charlie, do you think this would happen? And wouldn't that just be the ultimate bizarre thing?
Yes, for this president to ask for this governor to resign, given everything that's going on, yeah, there's no way that's going to happen. And look, one thing that the governor said last week is that we're about 30 days away from a trial. The trial will last two or three, maybe 4 days. Is it not possible for everyone just to wait for that trial and find out what happens?
Well, I think his trial is about whether or not when he did some of these disgusting things, was his phone connected to the cloud? Not about the disgusting things he did. I don't think Donald Trump will ask for his resignation this week. I think behind the scenes, everybody that cares much about the state or the Republican Party in the state is trying to get him to leave. I don't think he'll care. I don't think if Donald Trump asked him to resign, he would care. I think this week will be an interesting week in Jefferson City, as I think for the first time, there is a politician that probably does have the moral standing to ask him to resign, and that's Mike Pence, the vice president. I believe, in Jeff City this week for the first time. His chief of staff, Nick Ayers, who was the general consultant to Eric Greitens, will be referenced for the first time in the House. The House's testimony that they'll take.
Now, what do you mean by that?
He was the top consultant for Eric Greitens. He's now the chief of staff to the vice president. There looks like there'll be movement this week by law enforcement agencies on the stealing the Michigan continues list. And I think that that the ethics report that was signed that nobody bought back last February, Danny Lobb was set up to be the fall guy. I think now you could see some connections in how they got him to be the fall guy to Nick Ayers, and that will take this to a different stratosphere of politics.
All right. Well, we'll stay tuned this week then, Scott. Thanks for that insight.
Now, back to overtime. News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Welcome to Monday, snowy Monday. It's April the 16th. It's overtime. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Scott Fawn of the Missouri Times and Clayton Times, and Mr. Charlie Brennan. City officials are welcoming two bike sharing companies. Now, if you are unfamiliar with bike sharing, other major cities have them and St. Louis has not. But there'll be 1,500 bikes around town. Lime bikes will be lime green. And I think it's OFO. OFO's bikes will be yellow. They'll be tracked by GPS. Riders will use a smartphone app to find one and unlock it. And when they get where they're going, they just lock the bike and leave it. Riders will be charged based on how long they rode it. Charlie Brennan, would you use this service, and do you think it'll be a success?
I think I might. I was thinking about that because, you know, the one thing, when you ride your own bike, if it breaks down, you're kind of responsible for it. You know, there's a flat tire, and apparently people who commute by bike tell you all the time, you know, that's the one thing you expect. It's going to happen. So if this breaks down, you just leave it where it is. You don't worry about it. And I don't know how you get your destination, but I think there's a, you know, you don't have to maintain it. You don't have to buy it. That's attractive. And then, as you say, you can leave it anywhere. Now, that could be a problem. In some cities, people are leaving them, you know, in the middle of the sidewalk, in the water, whatever, and that can be an issue.
In the water?
Yeah, I mean,
people can be jerks.
I mean, they leave it, like, in rivers and lakes, in trees. You'll see in college campuses, they're left in trees. It's really funny. I don't know if they'll be really popular, though. I'm not sure we're a huge bike-riding town.
So this is why I like to get to see you on Monday mornings, Debbie, because this is something I would never, ever, ever even dream of using. But I kind of think, like, where you live, this would actually be work and be cool. So I enjoy being around somebody that I think might use it. I would never use it, and I don't even understand anything you're talking about right now.
Okay, so imagine this. I need to get to Busch Stadium, right? I can't really drive there from here because I'm going to pay $30 to park. And I only need to show up for a little bit. And I can try taking one of those electric cabs, but they just drive past me all the time. I don't know how to get one of those to stop for me. I try to take one of those buses, you know, that goes around downtown, but they never come by when I need them to come by. And if I have to walk, well, what if it's raining, you know, or I don't have enough time? I could just hop on one of these bikes.
The answer
for you. Boom, I'm there. And then I just leave it where
three words, Gus Gus Fun Bus.
Morning, Gus Gus.
Well, you gotta find these bikes parked where you are too. Mm-hmm. So that's a big issue. But you know, you go to some cities and you'll see like 30 of them lined up, and probably outside of a big office tower or something.
Right.
And then they're picked up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and people ride them home, I guess.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
everyone else.
And it makes us look like a big city. Every other city has bike sharing. I don't know why it's taken so long. Anyway, this is something to ponder this morning. St. Louis police are making 16% fewer arrests than the same time a year ago, which of course raises the question, is it because of less crime or less policing? Now, Police Chief John Hayden says sometimes fewer arrests is a good thing because people are afraid to do what we're focused on, is what he's saying. The department is 130 officers short of its authorized strength, though. Scott, what do you make of these numbers?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, look, I happen to think the St. Louis police do the best job they possibly can. Obviously, being short in a city that has a budget problem, I think if you're doing something wrong, the St. Louis City Police have the ability to use more discernment because they have more crime to cover. But this, if they were up 16%, we would be upset. So I think it's a good thing.
It really depends. If it's because police are backing off because of the Ferguson effect or whatever, then that's not a good thing. I think the more important stat is the crime. And as of last week anyway, homicides were down in the city of St. Louis compared to a year ago. Now, that could be because you know, it was so cold in the first 3 months, and weather has an effect on these things. But hopefully, you know, we're turning things around, and there isn't the need for those arrests.
Look at, leave it to Charlie Britton to find a silver lining on snow in April.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think there's a major effect between weather and crime.
Oh, right. And it's really hot and humid, and people are just
mad and angry.
Yeah,
and frustrated.
You're hot and
or outside.
Don't touch me.
That's how I feel when it's hot out. Anyway, it's 8:47. We need to take a break here. KMOX News Time 8:47 and segment three, round three of Overtime after this.
This is Overtime.
Don't you understand? We can't stop ourselves.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
It is 8:53, Debbie Monterey, along with Scott Faughn and Charlie Brennan. Let's talk about energy drinks, because sleep experts have said we are a nation that can't sleep at night, and we're totally overly caffeinated during the day, which could be one reason why. South Carolina lawmakers are proposing a ban on the sale of energy drinks to minors. Since 2012, 2,200 Americans under the age of 19 became ill after having energy drinks. The lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban the sale of energy drinks to anyone under 18. Do you agree with this proposed ban, Charlie Brennan?
You know, I'm really unfamiliar with energy drinks. I've had them, but I don't really buy them too often. I guess you could say that under 15, 16, 17, something like that. Now, 2,200 since 2012 in a nation of 330 million is not a lot. So I don't think there's a big pressing American problem, but, you know, maybe. I'm passionately ambivalent about this one.
It could be a problem coming on. I have a son that turns two today. Happy birthday to Gussie.
Gussie.
He does not need energy drinks.
Oh, man, my son on energy drinks would be scary.
And I don't think until you get about, like you said, do you get to high school? Yeah, I don't think you need energy drinks. I mean, I don't know if it's something the government says you can't do, but maybe it's something the parents say, yeah, we're not doing energy drinks until you're old enough to, you know, maybe have any kind of reason to need one.
But what about if you take a look at middle schools around the country? I mean, this is Philadelphia, California, Missouri. You see, after school, the kids make the beeline for Starbucks. Now, is Starbucks, which has energy drinks and coffee, of course, or whatever, you know, fancy drinks the kids order, are they going to be banned? Or well, just monster drinks?
I think those energy drinks brag that they have like four times the amount of caffeine than coffee and stuff. Yeah. So they'll be pounding energy drinks, Starbucks and 5-Hour Energies and Diet Mountain Dew, and they're like totally.
See, I'm the hick at Starbucks that doesn't know what kind of latte to. I have to order a hot chocolate, and then they always kind of go, "Oh, the hot chocolate for the white trash guy," and it's I have to go up and do the walk of shame because I don't even know what kind of latte to do. So, it's Starbucks is very intimidating to me.
It is for me too. I just order regular coffee.
I'm hot chocolate. I don't even know.
So. I don't even go to Starbucks because I don't have coffee shop hours. I'm coffeed out by this point. I've been up since 3 a.m. Hey, a Pew Research Center survey conducted in August found that 46% of U.S. adults, this is male and female, 46% of U.S. adults say they have a family member or close friend who is addicted to drugs or has been in the past. There's no statistical significance between whites, Hispanics, and blacks. Scott, are you surprised by these results?
Not at all. I know people in my family have struggled with this, so it's a problem. It's been a problem for a long time, and I hope somebody very intelligent comes up with something to do about it.
I'm surprised it's as low as 46%, guys. I think that if the respondents were given a little more time to think about it, that number would be closer to 75%.
Mm. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.